So, Greg, this show started off really great for me.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it was a great show.
Why was this such a great show for you?
Well, at first I had been consuming alcoholic beverages at a political convention. That's funny. I'm leaving that in too. I accidentally hit a button. So yeah, had like three alcoholic beverages in under an hour, which is a lot for me.
Oh, and what you're saying is you're recording this show under the influence, which I mean, we're okay with that. I mean, it's not like you're operating heavy machinery here.
But I started sobering up, and then SmackDown wasn't as good as when we started.
So basically you went back and hit the sauce, and that's why we got the Jeopardy thinking music thrown in here randomly, right?
Not quite, but I'm reasonably sober. No, I put my phone on my keyboard and didn't think about it. I put it down, plugged everything in, and it was like, oops.
Casting sports entertainment, it's Brad, the Dad, and Father Greg, the Smack Daddies.
Hello, friends, and welcome to your SmackDown review for The Hub. I am Brad, the Dad, and running shotgun with me is my tag team partner, Greg, Father Feltham.
Bless you, my son.
Greg, what the hell did we get ourselves into?
Before we do that, Brad, hit the news music, because we got to talk about something right off the bat here.
Oh, dear God.
So as SmackDown went on the air tonight, WWE has made a number of releases. So let's talk about that right off the bat. And I'm looking at his face, and he obviously is not keeping up on chats.
No, I have not looked at my phone since I got home. I was just taking notes on my phone. So, dang it. All right, let's see who got released. Go ahead, Greg. This is going to be, you're going to get my honest reactions as I'm turning on my chat again to say, what the hell?
AOP and Paul Ellering have been released from their WWE contracts.
Oh, dear God.
Sonya Deville's contract is expiring within the next few weeks, so she will be not re-signed with the company.
Wow.
Cedric Alexander is released and will have a 90-day non-compete. And Blair Davenport has been released from the company as well.
Wow. Well, Blair Davenport is not surprising. They haven't done crap with her. Cedric was like in a program where he was mentoring Javon Evans in NXT. AOP.
You called him Jabroni Evans, didn't you?
I was like Javon. I was trying to remember. It was like, is he Jacob? No, he's Javon. And then, like AOP again.
Oh, yep. So, but Sonya Deville is a sad one as well. But now maybe her and Mandy can film some content for Mandy's page. I don't know.
Pure Fusion Collection is now down to two.
Sure. But the sorority, submission sorority, may be back in action sometime soon. I don't know.
Greg, they released a ton of women.
Mm-hmm.
Like, our
good friend, and I was trying to get him on the show tonight, Mr. Burkett, I believe, does have some strong feelings, or will have some strong feelings, about the Blair Davenport release. So
I'll tell you what, Sean, you want to come in next week and just blast it, or just send us a recording of your genuine reaction when you saw Blair Davenport was released. Damn, Greg. I go drinking. I go to a political convention and go drinking, and this is what happens. The world goes to crap.
Yep. That's politics for you.
All right. Recap. Let's get into this episode. What episode of SmackDown are we watching, Greg?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask that. I'm not ready for that yet.
Okay, I have a better question. What did you end up calling it? Because you gave me two options for the name. And what are we going to call this episode?
Yeah, I was debating what to call this one, but we'll hold off on naming this episode for a little bit yet. But this is episode 1329 from Nashville, Tennessee.
Ooh, and we definitely know we're in Tennessee later on. So recap one. Royal Rumble. Greg, tell me why you didn't like the Royal Rumble.
I actually enjoyed the Royal Rumble itself. I didn't necessarily enjoy the finish to the men's match. And it's not that I don't like Jey Uso as winning it. I don't like that Jey Uso basically got his ass handed to him the week before by Gunther, to who now will take him on again at WrestleMania. It was way too short of a timeline in between. Again, not opposed to Jey Uso. I think actually Jey Uso makes a lot of sense. But if they hadn't had the match the week before, then I think it makes a whole lot more sense. So I that part I was like, I don't know.
Or if Gunther wins with something more like, he takes Jay out on the floor and Jay goes to crawl back in the ring for a count. And like they go to they have the same kind of match, except that he wins by a count out rather than a pinfall. And Jay, you know, Gunther gets out by the skin of his teeth. And now Jay's coming for him.
Yeah. Yeah. You beat him handedly literally a week before this. So what does it make sense to go back to this so quickly and build to that? That's the only part to me that didn't make sense with that as the Rumble pick. You didn't do that the week before. I've been like, yeah, this totally makes 100% sense. But to me, that was just.
So we watched it live with I had some friends over watching it, and a friend of the show, Jared, was like, we're like sitting there and we're watching the end of the show. And we're like, oh, well, it was a good Rumble. John Cena is about to win. And we literally jumped off the couch screaming, oh, my God. Like when John Cena fell out, it was like, was that on purpose?
Yeah. And I was just at that point praying for the show to finish so that way I could pause Netflix or get out of Netflix, go back in and start watching at 1.5 speed. And by the way, that Rumble at 1.5 speed, so much better. Just going to say.
Well, you know what would have made the Rumble better? If there was distinguishable music for most of the talent.
Well, I mean, that too. You know what? The only distinguishable music that I heard tonight, and I wasn't even I wasn't in front of the TV at the time. I think I had my back turned because I was putting wood in the stove. But when Alexa Bliss's music hit tonight, and I'm like, at first, half second, I'm like, oh my God, it's Paige. Paige is back. That ring at the beginning. I was like, no, wait, that's not Paige. But yeah.
Oh, just great to have her back. And I'm so happy she's on our show. Yeah. Speaking of on our show, Jey Uso's here.
Yeah.
Poor Jimmy. That's all I have to say. Whenever Jey Uso's on the same show as Jimmy, I just go, oh, Jimmy.
Yep.
So he's cutting a promo. They have to do the one more time for him to do before he can cut his promo. He is very grateful. He loves crowd's love, but he is calling out Cody, and Cody basically says, hey, I think I know what you want to talk about. My doc says that my elbow needs to be drained, my hips out of alignment. But the thing my doctor didn't identify was, A, I'm the WWE champion. He doesn't account for that. And the fact that my heart was full because I saw my friend win. And before they could have a heartwarming bro out, whether this could be our WrestleMania match, which you clearly identified that it's not, Jacob Fatu comes out. Tama Tonga shush the crowd. Jacob Fatu cuts a killer promo. There's a fight, and we're getting holla, 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 player. It's time for a tag match.
Yep. Yep. Oh, that's what we're getting on this. And you're just like, okay, all right.
I just kept waiting for Teddy Long to come wind sprinting out all the time. Holla, 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 player, tag match.
That's all you want in this life is Teddy Long to keep showing up every week. And Nick Aldis is doing his best Teddy Long.
He is a British white Teddy Long. Time for a tag match. And also in the legacy of Teddy Long, not planning main event segments.
That's, again, not wrong.
Greg's just laughing. He's like, you're having, I am apparently still got some extra rocket fuel inside of me. So yeah, Chelsea Green.
Hold on. Is it rocket fuel or is it adrenaline in your soul?
It's something, something Cody Rhodes. Yeah. I swear to God, I wrote my notes. Holla, 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 playa. It's time for another tag match. Bianca Belair and Naomi versus Piper and Chelsea Green. And I thought they were going to do a twofer where it was going to be the two versus two and the winners get into the chamber.
Nope.
No, it's where this week we're getting Piper versus Bianca and the winner gets to the chamber. I was on pins and needles for this whole match, Greg.
Yeah, so this is where I really am starting to wonder some things about WWE. So why is it that all the men's matches for Elimination Chamber are three ways, but the girls are
on SmackDown?
On SmackDown?
Yeah, on Raw, they were one-on-one.
Yeah, right. Like, so, okay, what is it?
It doesn't matter. Yeah. This match right here was a complete waste of time. I mean, yes, Piper's amazing. She knew some spots and she squished Bianca on the outside of the ring with a senton and then into the apron. We also got like a couple of KOD chances. Piper hits a cannonball and hits a Vader bomb. She looks great. But eventually Bianca catches her with a KOD and that's it. Like, I was just waiting. They tease it three or four times. And frankly, if they didn't need to stretch this to 3 hours, if this was in the 2 hour era, this match would have been about 45 seconds.
Yeah. Yep. But we got 8 minutes of this.
And then to my surprise, I originally thought they said this was a qualifier for Elimination Chamber because Melo was talking about he's getting a match from a Raw superstar. And I was like, oh no, Melo's going to get jobbed out. But instead he might have a chance of winning tonight because he's facing Akira Tozawa.
Yeah, yeah, and Akira Tozawa with the line here because Melo says that he doesn't miss, and as Carmelo Hayes steps off screen, Akira Tozawa with the air ball line just made me laugh out loud so hard.
And if you would have won, Tozawa, spoiler alert, if you would have won, that would have been the name of this episode.
Yep, it would have been. And I don't understand how you didn't win against Carmelo Hayes. Everyone beats Carmelo Hayes.
So what we learned tonight on SmackDown, kids, is that as bad as Carmelo Hayes is, somehow Akira Tozawa is below him on the depth chart. And you know who's the only person, by the way, below Akira Tozawa on the depth chart?
Cedric Alexander now?
Yes, you got the right answer.
Okay, good, good, good. AOP, like
AOP and the other people who were released. So
I will get to that match in a bit because I've got things to say about that.
I'm glad you do. DIY is going to cut a victory promo. Johnny Gargano says stuff, but really this was about Tommaso Ciampa talking about how Motor City was their favorite tag team and they wanted to have a moment of silence. Pretty Deadly cuts them off and Hulk. Greg, hold on. Holla, 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 play. It's time for a tag match.
That's right. We get Pretty Deadly taking on DIY. And of course, the first thing I think about when I saw DIY, especially when they're like, oh, you're going to wrestle in your street clothes because you're not dressed for attire tonight, is R-Truth. And, you know, congratulating the new Hall of Famer, Triple H. I'm like, back in a wrestling ring tonight, peeps.
I was dying. And then they're not in wrestling gear. Rookie mistake. The moment you head to the ring, you should be able to wrestle in whatever you're wearing.
Yeah. Yeah. And honestly, I love this match.
This might have been, was this the best match of the show?
I think so. And do you know what's really scary about this? Because I mean, our Netflix experience is obviously different than what you got live in the US. TV time on this one was only 2 minutes and 57 seconds. Now, I'm sure the total match was a lot more than that, but yeah.
Kip Wilson getting the hot tag, he did a side effect. He did the lunatic lariat, the one where he springs off the ropes. Yep. They hit that springboard code breaker. Like they looked amazing. And then finally, Kip Wilson rolls up Ciampa. And when Ciampa grabs tights, they roll through and he grabs the ropes. I'm like, this is awesome.
Yeah, no, it was great. It was absolutely great. You couldn't have asked for it any better.
And Pretty Deadly gets a title match out of this.
Yeah. Next week.
Which, okay, so which tag team is going to interfere and screw them?
All of them? I don't know.
This, I'm going to say this right now. Okay. We're going to get six teams in a ladder match for these titles at WrestleMania.
That I would not be opposed to that.
And it will be, it will might be the best match on whatever night it's on, no matter who else is on the card. But there are six really good teams in this division. Unfortunately, we aren't going to see Q-Tip of Doom this year because Apollo Crews should have just kept talking the back. He tore a pec, Greg.
Tore a pec. I mean, he could come out all gross looking like Cody.
Oh, boy. Okay, Andrade's talking to The Miz. Miz thinks, oh.
Wait, did you see the news on that this week?
Yes, Andrade is now the ex-member of the Flair family.
Yes, he is. He is.
So they're the punchline. Do you know what the punchline to that one is? What? Now Charlotte is only one divorce and two world championships behind her dad.
Woo! Wait.
Don't worry, she's got lots of time to catch up. Rick was only on three divorces at that age. So she, 20 world championships and yeah. So Andrade is talking to Miz. Miz could learn a lot from Andrade, and Andrade said, I did. I learned what not to do. And I still want him and Zelina, now they're on the same brand, to get back together. So I love that Cody came in here.
And I was Miz saying, Malachi may have some words to say about that.
Well, Miz is here. He really talks. He talks. Can't talk about Cody. They need to be friends. They, you know, these young people should have more respect for us veterans. And I have your back, Cody. And Cody's like, wait, I don't need your help, Miz. And he goes, don't you? Are you going to let your friendship between Jey Uso get in the way? You should be watching your back so you can, because last year it was all about you finishing your story, and this year everybody's gunning for you. And Miz like made perfect sense.
Yeah
Andrade could learn from Miz, because Andrade has never main evented anything and has never been a world champion, and Miz has done both those things, and Cody should watch his back.
Yep, not wrong.
Recap two. Hey Greg, we're gonna see John Cena in the chamber. Yay!
We are. Yeah, because he's gone back to Europe to film a movie.
Well, why should he have to qualify?
23 years. Apparently he's like, yeah, no, I'm phoning this in, peeps. I'm in it.
Okay, so we're gonna get a big promo. Drew cuts that promo talking about how he was angry all the time and why should he be angry? Look at me. I went home to my big house with my hot wife, and then Nick Aldis called me, and it turns out I was working at a toxic workplace, so I'm now Mr. Positivity. Jimmy cuts him off, talking about how he sounds like an angry ex-girlfriend, and a week ago, that would have made Drew mad, but no, now he's cool. And then he calls Jimmy J, which is super funny.
And I think that was accidental, and he just ran with it. If it was planned, it was even better. But man, I laughed so hard.
So Jimmy's trying to try and qualify in this three-way, and LA Knight comes out, gets real serious, looks at the phone. It's okay to cry. It's, you know, we have stuff. Sometimes it's a good emotional release. But even then, there's a line, and then he cuts the promo where he talks about how all he hears is Drew McIntyre crying and complaining, and there's a line for everything. There's three guarantees in life. Life, death. Oh, sorry. Yeah, three guarantees in life. Death, taxes, and Drew McIntyre crying about something on the internet, which is funny because apparently it was LA Knight that had the heat or something.
This is where the line of the night and the episode title comes from, because at this point, LA Knight says, hang on, I got to get my stuff in.
Which is the whole complaint Drew had. I got to get my stuff in, Greg. Great episode title.
McIntyre starts smirking, and I'm like, oh, yeah, this is hysterical. You guys really did a job there. So, yeah, that to me was kind of line of the night there.
And it leads to another great match. Drew, LA Knight, and Jimmy Uso.
Listen, he's not wrong. Which one is which? No one knows.
And again, another great Drew line before this was in the promo. He goes, maybe you'd be as over as your brother if you would have yeeted first.
Oh, man. So good.
These guys were, and then they had a great match because they started logically. There's one heel and two faces, so they're going to beat the crud out of Drew. The faces eventually turn on each other, and it's on after that. One of my favorite spots, though, was the suplex from the top rope where LA Knight does his leaping suplex, and Drew McIntyre's hanging upside down in the Tree of Woe. He springs back up and hits the German suplex, and we get the superplex off the top rope.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah.
This match ends, though, when Jimmy has LA Knight beat with a splash. The ref gets pulled out by good old Drew. The second time he hits the knees, Jimmy does on LA Knight. LA Knight goes to hit the BFG, and Drew sneaks in from behind, kicks LA Knight in the back of the head, which leads to the blunt force trauma on Jimmy, and he pins LA Knight. Just what a finish, Greg.
What a finish indeed. Yeah. And so we get Drew. Yeah, the double Claymore was amazing. I love that ending.
And we're setting up for a combination of, like, if I'm betting, Seth, Drew, Punk, Cena, like this, and probably Damian Priest.
Yeah.
Like, this is going to be the biggest Elimination Chamber. I think everybody in the Elimination Chamber could line up that they're all former world champions.
Yeah. Yep. Possible. Yeah. There's some great plans in the works here. So yeah, love this.
Speaking of great plans, we had a great promo in the back where Damian Priest and Braun Strowman go face to face, talking about how them and Jacob Fatu are in the qualifying match next week. Big meaty man slap meat.
Yes. That should be an interesting one there.
Should be fantastic, Greg. I'm very excited to see how these three big men put a match together. But Greg, this should have been the only time I heard about this match tonight.
Yes. It wasn't.
No. Recap 3. Kevin Owens dropping Sami Zayn on his head on Raw.
Yes. And Owens gets ready to cut one of his infamous now car promos,
where he's blaming Sami Zayn because Sami Zayn could have helped him win the title, could have protected him from damage, but he just stood there and watched.
And, you know, Kevin Owens, I tell you, like, he's not wrong.
He's not wrong.
And we keep saying that, like, every week when he starts telling these or he's doing these promos, there's nothing he's saying that isn't factually true.
Is Kevin Owens getting into the chamber?
No.
I have a funny feeling he might, and Sammy's going to get him in the chamber.
You think?
They can't fight at this PLE. It's got to be a Mania match.
And that's fair. But right now we have Punk. We have Cena. We have Drew.
Yep.
Going to probably put Priest in.
Yep. Roman's not getting in the chamber. I think he's in the chamber.
So is it Sammy and Kevin?
Or no, Seth's in. And okay. I think Sammy's gonna be the first person during an elimination. He's gonna sneak into it and attack. Because the only other person I can think of is Logan Paul might get in. But I'm trying to remember Logan Paul is a match on Monday. And I think if I remember correctly, I don't know if he's got Seth or if somebody else has Seth.
Yeah. So, yeah.
It's going to be a star-studded chamber match either way.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
And by the way, in case you didn't watch Royal Rumble, recap 4. For freak's sakes, Greg. Yeah. Oh, this was Ice Speed. How great is Ice Speed? I don't care. Carmelo Hayes versus Tozawa. You know what the problem with this match was?
That Carmelo Hayes won.
Exactly. Because Tozawa is incredible. You forget because of the stupid gimmick how awesome he is.
Tozawa should have won this match. It's like a pulling the tights. You know, whatever. I know we saw something similar in the DIY match with the arm over the ropes type thing. But Tozawa, I don't care if Tozawa cheated to win this match. Seeing Tozawa beat Melo, I think, is a better story here. Not that I want Tozawa and Melo to do a best of four or best of seven. What I want to do here is I want to see Carmelo Hayes hit rock bottom and rebuild.
Yep.
And I don't think, I bad as it is to say, I don't think there's much more rock bottom than there is Tozawa on the depth chart, because Cedric Alexander is gone now.
And Tozawa, like, he hits that torpedo dive. He does his, what I call a Tozawa sequence, where he does the kicks and the strikes, crawls through the legs and hits another kick and strike. He's incredible. But instead, we get, even after a beautiful sunset powerbomb, Melo hits his springboard DDT and is nothing but net. Yeah, this doesn't help anybody.
Nope.
Recap four. The last one was actually three. This is four. Punk, Rollins, Seth, threat match for WrestleMania.
Yep.
And Greg, did you even know what Evolve was before they showed us the clip of what's coming up?
I did, actually.
Did you know that what time it's going to be on?
I didn't know until I saw it, and I'm curious now to see whether or not who's going to be two in the ratings. But
if they lose to Tubi, it's just pack it out, pack it in, Tony Khan.
That could be interesting. But the other one, and we didn't talk about this because I think it was a little bit earlier, and I happened. Well,
there's another promo for LFG. I was going to get there. Oh, like,
let's talk about LFG then.
No, we talk about it now. LFG is coming to A&E because we need three more hours of wrestling on a Sunday night.
Yeah, but a very interesting name for a reality show on A&E, LFG. Oh,
why is the name interesting, Greg? Because this is going over my head.
Because it's Legends and Future
Greats.
Yeah. And not...
What were you going to call it?
Two other things, so...
Well, what are the other things?
Well, I mean, depends. It depends. You know, I think we could go and talk about that or other things, but I wouldn't want to frig around and find out.
Okay, so Jerry Lawler's there. I wonder if Jerry's voice has come back, because that's every time I see him, I'm like, glad he looks great. Hopefully he was having speech issues after his stroke.
Okay, yeah, I kind of felt a little bad here, not for that, but why is Jerry holding his crown and not wearing it instead of wearing a ball hat?
I don't know. I was happy to see him because. And then I wrote in my notes, all right, and we're getting ready for the tag match. God damn it, Greg.
No.
No, wait, sorry. We have a few more things before that. Yeah. Oh, no, we'll get there. This is the other part where I was like, oh yeah, and they're just doing some stuff. And then Cody's trying to figure out if Jay is going to attack and whether he's picked his guy. And they're like, no, let's worry about the tag match tonight. And then Jay leaves and we have that look. But I also skipped over R-Truth, didn't I?
Yeah, I was like, what the hell are you talking? We haven't talked about R-Truth yet. That's one of the best parts of the show.
R-Truth helping Tozawa. And then he sees Jey Uso and he drops Tozawa to go help Jey Uso. And like, hey, man. And he's like, I think you're supposed to go help congratulations on winning King of the Ring. Let's start with that.
That's right. Called him King of the Ring.
And then he said, hey, Jay's like, hey, man, what about your friend over there? Oh, don't worry. He just yeeted all over himself.
Oh, please, please give us R-Truth.
Just leave him. Leave him here.
Leave him on SmackDown. I need him to get through 3 hours.
Cody and Jay have their interaction. Again, when Jay leaves, though, Cody gives a look like, am I becoming Darth Vader? Will it be after he loses the title? Is that when the turn comes?
Maybe.
Speaking of heels, Charlotte Flair is coming out.
Yeah. Can we fast forward through like this whole thing?
It was a complete waste of time. Charlotte Flair got booed. She played up to the fact that she's a terrible person. Yep, we already knew. Tiffy comes out. Tiffy and Charlotte. Tiffy's been compared to Charlotte, so we're getting a match. No, we're not, because apparently Tiffy has to beat Nia Jax next week, and Charlotte's going to be watching.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you notice, though, in the ring before we got Nia and Candice LeRae come out, if you put Charlotte and Tiffy next to each other, they are, you know, same height, same hair color, same length of hair, very, very similar in stature and everything. It's just like, yep, this is the Spider-Man meme right here, the two of them.
I thought you'd say same cup size, you know.
Listen, I would not dare go there.
We would need some experts. Where's Blondone? Blondone? We need somebody that's an expert in cup sizes.
Yes, we do, among other things.
Blondone, can you do some research over the weekend to get back to us on with the Raw Dogs on Tuesdays here on the Hub?
Yes.
Alexa Bliss comes out in her Fiend jacket because we're getting Alexa, Candice LeRae, and you know what? Candice, greater than Johnny, because she is smart enough to wear her gear to the ring.
Very true. Very true. Mm-hmm.
Alexa shows off her amazing gymnastic ability and didn't really miss a step. There was some like Candice doing stretches and some rest holds or some grinding, but really this was all about Alexa, and Alexa hits.
Are we still talking about Tiffy Stratton there? No? Okay.
Okay. Alexa eventually hits the Abigail DDT, which starts in the Sister Abigail position and turns it into a DDT. It looks great. And we have Alexa on SmackDown. Screw you, Raw Dogs.
Yep.
And then Greg, then my heart sinks because everybody's gunning for Chelsea.
Yes, they are. And a bunch of... Yeah.
Chelsea's going to beat Naomi, or probably not, to get in the Elimination Chamber. And then B-Fab...
No, I think she's going to beat Naomi.
She better. It's in freaking Canada.
This is what I'm saying.
So she wants to be a double champ, but B-Fab wants the title. Meechan wants the title. Oh, and Selena Vega wants the title. You know what was useful about this? I couldn't remember Selena Vega's name because maybe I was still under the influence a little bit. Sure. And they put everybody's name cues up as they were entering these shots. I was like, thank you, SmackDown.
Oh, very good. Very good. The part that I like the best on this is where Chelsea is mad at Piper because she says that she needs a bigger secret harvest and she needs to expand her detail. So I actually now kind of want to see what we're going to get with Chelsea with additional members of the secret harvest.
Well, Pure Fusion Collection just lost their leader, so they could both use something to do.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're time for the main event. Oh, wait, no, we come back to the commercial and we get a Street Profits vignette. They're back, Greg, but now they're angry.
Sure, whatever.
Motor City Machine Guns cut a promo and they get interrupted by Legato. Great, everybody wants the titles.
Sure.
Oh, and then video package setting up our monster match next week between Damian Priest, Jacob Fatu, and Braun Strowman.
I hope they will do the graveyard smash in that.
Well played. Greg, that was that entire segment. So this show could have ended 15 to 20 minutes earlier.
Yeah.
And we're both probably getting up to do something in the morning.
I actually am not.
Oh, screw you. My wife's getting me out of bed at 7:15.
I mean, if you're good, maybe she'll get you out of bed earlier.
Yeah. Probably not.
Probably not.
Now, Greg, just made me sad as we go into this main event with Jacob Fatu and Tama Tonga.
You weren't sad enough before to have to talk about this main event.
And Cody Rhodes Jey Uso. They yeeted through an entire commercial break for freak's sake.
They did. Yep.
So this match starts off with first... Is it first Cody selling and then Jimmy selling? Yes, Cody sells first, and then Jimmy sells.
Yeah.
And then we get hot tags. I mean, this, there's nothing wrong with this match technically. There's lots of great spots in here. Yep. But this whole thing, I was like, when is Tama Tonga going to eat a pin?
Yeah.
And it's exactly what happened. Jacob Batu got taken out by Jimmy. Tama Tonga eats a crossroads.
Right.
And then the only news out of this thing is what happens at the end.
And so here's what's really funny. This is about the point that I got a text from Brad to say, okay, I'm up and I'm ready. And I reply back to Brad and say, hey, I'm just watching the ending of the show. I'll get to you in a minute because I had to pause in the main event for a minute to help something for my wife. So I missed about, I was
that only took 5 minutes.
I was only about 2 minutes behind. Actually, she ended up stepping on a dog bone this week and she cut her foot. So she needed a new band-aid put on. So it really only take 10 minutes. Anyhow, I come back out, I turn it on and I'm watching that end. And I'm like, okay, this is great. I'm getting ready for the last little bit thing to get ready to connect to Brad. I'm like, oh, maybe I should turn it off. I'm like, no, I better wait. Cause I don't want to pull a Brad and miss, you know, like a CM Punk return. And sure enough, glad I didn't, because
Solo shows up at the end and hits a Samoan spike on Cody. So maybe we're getting Cody and Solo at Elimination Chamber.
Maybe.
Like,
again, though? Like,
oh, well, Roman needs to screw him out of the title one more time.
I don't think we're seeing Roman at all.
Oh, no, he doesn't want to come to Canada.
So, yeah.
So what is Solo doing back? Tune in next week for SmackDown to find out.
Yep.
So, Greg, it's time for the synopsis.
This is your SmackDown synopsis.
Dear God in heaven, Brad yeeted it the whole way through that synopsis.
And your synopsis tip is brought to you by The Hub, where you can find all of your favorite podcasts, including The Raw Dogs, Storytime with Jimmy, and our main show, where you can hear Donnie and Jimmy interview WWE's finest talent. Who is going to be on this week? Find out maybe later. I don't know if we're allowed to talk about this week, but this is a big one too this week.
I don't even know. So... you got one on me, so...
I know who it is, but I won't spoil it this week because it's a big one. It's like every week. It's like, hey, which major WWE superstar are we going to have on this week? Oh, we're going to take a break from that so we can have PCO come on and talk about why he smashed the title on live on pay-per-view?
Or the director of Authority?
Oh, my gosh. It was so great.
The coolest name for a authority figure on a TV show, the director of Authority. Oh, love it.
Amazing. So yeah. It's like, let's just put in some of the biggest stars in wrestling. So tune in to see who's going to be Jimmy and Donnie's guest this week. Greg, this show needs a severe set of scissors.
Oh yeah.
So all the recaps are cut. What about, what do you want to do with Jimmy, Cody and the Bloodline or not Bloodline?
The Jey Uso beginning segment.
Yes.
Holla holla. Yeah, sure. We can keep that. Why not?
And then we go right into Bianca and Piper.
Nope, we're going to cut this. This is a social media exclusive.
This is a... Okay, so okay, Cody... Akira Tozawa and Mello, Greg, in the back with Nick Aldis. Love it. It's got to stay. Yep. That one is a big.
Yeah. All right.
DIY that leads. So you got to keep the promo and the match, or you got to cut all of it, or you can do something in between.
We'll keep it all.
You're going to keep it all? That's because we love this rebel
heart. We do, in fact. We love some Triple H, too.
Yep. Oh. Triple H came out of retirement for one night only to wrestle in his jeans. Yep. Andrade, Miz, and Cody. What do you want to do with this one?
Yeah, that's a good cut.
This one is... let me find it. Yep. oh, I know what you're doing with this one. And again, you must keep the promo and the match. Drew, LA Knight, and Jimmy Uso. Jimmy Uso.
We can keep all this. I mean, I would probably superstar the match a little bit, but yeah, let's keep it.
Yeah. No, I think the match was great. Like, we've had everything, like, there was a lot of good stuff. And then we hit this bump right here in the middle where we get into Damian Priest and Braun Strowman yapping backstage.
Nope.
Oh, I think this one's gonna be interesting. Kevin Owens talking in his car.
Oh, we're keeping that.
Yeah, that one was probably one of the better ones of the night. That one was and I put that in there because, you know, Kevin Owens would hate it because he hates Cody. Let's talk about Carmelo Hayes and Tozawa. God dang it.
We're going to keep this match, but we're changing the ending.
We're changing who went over.
Yeah.
I agree. I don't have a sign for that one, Greg, so I'll just keep going.
We're reshooting the ending in this one. Tozawa wins.
Oh, Greg. Okay. Again, you have to keep or cut everything. Charlotte Flair.
No. We got to go R-Truth first.
Oh, well, that's an obvious one. The answer is, are you keeping R-Truth, Greg?
Of course I am.
Acknowledge me.
That we do.
We acknowledge R-Truth is the greatest thing. Charlotte, Tiffy, Nia, and then that bleeds right into the Alexa Bliss match and Candice match. You have to keep it all or cut it all.
Oh, well, then I'm cutting it all.
Yeah, who cares? It was in the middle of this. It was just, I mean, I love Tiffy, but Greg. Yep. Okay. Chelsea Green and her secret Hervis.
Nope, I'm cutting this.
Okay. And then everything to do with the tag teams and all of the filler that leads before this main event.
Yep.
Screw you. You don't even get a choice, Greg. That pissed me off because I was like, we could have gone to the end of the show 20 minutes earlier. If this was on Netflix, the show would have ended 20 minutes earlier.
Yep. But thanks, USA.
And that leads us to Tama Tonga and Jacob Fatu versus Cody Rhodes and WrestleMania main event, Jey Uso.
Yeah, we'll keep this.
Oh, how could we not, Greg? Because...
And we the one.
Well, one of them's the ones. The other one is Jimmy.
Yeah. Well.
So, Greg, overall, I would say this is a pretty good SmackDown, but this is definitely a SmackDown that some of the matches could have used that Netflix special of 1.5.
Yeah, the more and more I think about this, the more and more I'm eagerly looking forward to that May timeline when we go back to a 2-hour show.
Because this is a really good 2-hour SmackDown.
Excellent 2-hour SmackDown. 3-hour SmackDown? Yeah.
Stretched into 3 hours. Yep. So Triple H, your homework this week is to write a 500-word essay explaining why it's important to keep your shows at 2 hours.
Yeah.
And with that, we are off for the week. We'll be back with more SmackDown content as we will be on the road to our trip to Toronto, Greg, where we will be uniting the hub.
We will be, yes. We are on the road to the Elimination Chamber.
And on the road to alcohol poisoning. No, just kidding. Half kidding. I'm slightly worried about how, but this week is going to be a whole lot of fun. But yeah.
Yeah, it's that's going to be interesting.
So we'll keep you updated with probably some pictures on the Facebook group and of some of the insanity that we might be getting into. And we're looking forward to it. Believe it or not, this will be the first time that we've all been in the same place.
Yes.
Yes. So we're kind of excited for that. And we're kind of excited to see probably one of the best Elimination Chambers in many years.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we can keep talking, Greg, but I need to go to bed because I need to be up tomorrow. All right. Good night, friends, and or good morning. We the ones.
Bobby, Craig, and Brad. The dad bless you all the lovely tales. But Friday night, SmackDown and beyond. Go to the outer limits of your mind with